It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story for Earth Day, which is Saturday.
Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson helped organize the first Earth Day back in 1970 after growing concerns for the environment. Since then, it's been a day to celebrate our natural resources while also drawing attention to increasing threats to them. Madison writer Araceli Esparza wanted to take this Earth Day to do her own reflecting on Wisconsin's environment through poetry.
In a pink house in a small art studio. I liked these colors when I was a child, Mama said. Why? Rosita asked. Because they remind me of the sky, Mama answered. Tap, tap, her brush went, dotting many colors in the sky until we only saw one color, the light of day. That color was like the sun, like freshly picked corn. And there was a red color like the northern cranberries. Mama painted green lettuce-colored prairies and pointed trees. These colors together became a forest. In a swoop, she turns a trail into one color, snow. Like cows laughing in the snow, she paints the sky a blue-black where you can see every star, and she adds clouds because the nights are cold near the lakes. It looks like home, Rosita says. Pues, it does, Mama says. And she painted until the horizon met the dairy farms and the rolling hills of our home, the heartland.
Araceli Esparza is a writer who lives in Madison. After recording her poem, I asked Araceli what inspired her to write Earth Day in the Heartland.
What inspired me to write this poem was about Earth Day. I have seen so many of our youth on a global scale bringing attention to the environment and the protection thereof. And I wanted to use my platform to bring attention to this day and how we all care about the earth. I think sometimes there's a misconception that only certain people who go hiking or people who are going boating or people who only eat at a co-op can participate in conservation of our planet. And that's just not true.
I love that you illustrate the love of the earth and the love of the environment and the celebration of Earth Day through this like really beautiful moment between a mother and her daughter.
Yeah, and painting, right?
And painting.
Like, how random.
I know. Why was the direction that you wanted to take?
I mean, I'm not a painter either, mind you. I'm a painter of words, perhaps. But these are all things that I felt like when I think about the landscape of Wisconsin and what ties us, what keeps our heart tethered here, are the rolling hills, the dairy farms, and just like going to some prairie for the corn fest, having everything cranberry-esque, like you're going to run across some cranberries if you're here. You're going to run across lettuce-colored prairies. And the greenness of this environment of our Dane County, of like the state of Wisconsin, all of that is just that this green that I have introduced other people from other parts of the United States, and they're always amazed at like how green it is. And pointy trees, evergreens, right? They're just really a part of our landscape, and I wanted to pay homage to that. At the end, you know, she painted until the horizon met the dairy farms and the rolling hills of our home. It's like, this is our home. This is our new home, and we have all our responsibility to keep it safe and to sustain it. I feel like this is a poem that kind of, at least for the parents to know too, that we care about you and what work you're doing, and it's hard work to impart climate awareness to our kids, but there are fun and easy ways of doing it.
Araceli Esparza is a writer who lives in Madison and is founder of Midwest Mujeres. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. And now to PBS Wisconsin's new special from the Wisconsin Life series. It is called The Wisconsin Muslim Project, and it premieres tonight at 8.
exploring the stories of Muslims across the state at the end of Ramadan, the holiest month on the Islamic calendar. Join in by calling with your questions, your experiences welcome at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kelly Saran is here, series producer for Wisconsin Life. Kelly, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
Well, when you look at our Wisconsin population as a whole, Pew Research estimates 1% identify as Muslim out of the nearly 6 million people who live here. What do you hope people learn about the Muslim community in Wisconsin?
So I hope that people kind of learn that Muslims in Wisconsin are diverse and they're an active group. What does a Muslim really look like in Wisconsin? You know, it looks like a lot of different things. And in this special, we're just meeting a few Muslims in Wisconsin who are doing amazing things. And I just want people to like meet Muslims maybe for the first time. Maybe they are Muslim. Maybe they see something within themselves, but it looks like a lot of different things in Wisconsin. And that's what we want to share.
Can you describe the settings where you take us and where you connect with the people you profiled in order to tell their story more deeply, more personally? Take us, you know, how did you take us into their lives?
Yeah, so the project really started, I think, about 2 years ago. And we worked with a committee of Muslims and non-Muslims, many United Against Hate and the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition, to identify stories of Muslim communities around Wisconsin. And so we traveled to a lot of different places to meet a lot of different Muslims to try to decide whose stories we want to tell. And it was really hard to pick who. But we were able to take our host to the Fox Valley Islamic Society in Neenah to kind of meet a growing community there that's kind of outgrown their space. They believe they're the oldest Muslim-owned community center in Northeast Wisconsin. Then we travel to Milwaukee, which is a huge Muslim population. We meet Brother Will Perry. He's on the north side of Milwaukee, kind of working at the Dawa Center. He's running a food pantry. He's running a reentry program for people who are coming out of incarceration. We go all the way to Barron, Wisconsin to meet Isaac Mohammed, who's a Somali-born city council member, then back to Madison to meet a UW law professor, then back to Milwaukee. So we really try to go around the state to meet as many kind of different Muslims as there are. And like I said, we could just go on and on. Like, there are so many Muslims kind of in Wisconsin in general, and we tried to kind of traverse the state and meet as many as we could to share their stories.
Kelly, as a Muslim woman yourself, how does that inform how you view the series, how you see the subjects?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, as a practicing Muslim, you kind of have that lead in that you're comfortable in that space. You kind of meet a lot of different Muslims, even being a Muslim. So you already know that there's kind of this wealth of storytelling within a community, and I feel very excited to kind of share it. I've met Muslims, so many, you know, in my time as being a Muslim, and it helps me kind of just approach it in a very empathetic way, to kind of understand where are Muslims coming from, what are they doing within the community, and let's get out there and share that. So I think, you know, as a journalist, it's exciting to do it, but as a Muslim, it's really exciting because you've been meeting people that are within this community for a long time, and this is kind of my turn to share it.
Some people outside the Muslim faith may be reluctant to ask you questions about wearing the hijab, the women wearing a headscarf. What might you say about the hijab?
You know, a hijab is kind of a form of submission for us as Muslims. We believe that Allah is asking us to wear the hijab. So I would say, you know, it's okay to ask questions about it. It is part of our faith as well, that it's an outward facing kind of form of faith for women as well, too. But it's okay to ask questions about it. It is part of our submission, and it is a part of who we are as Muslims. But it's the most outward facing, and not everybody wears hijab. So you might meet a Muslim and you don't even know they're Muslim if they're not wearing a hijab, but this is just one part of who we are.
We're going to, you mentioned Brother Will Perry. We're going to hear a little bit of this now. The Wisconsin Muslim Project visits the Islamic Dawah Center, and we hear from Brother Will Perry about the start of this weekly food pantry.
This is an opportunity for us as a religious-based organization. One of our creeds is to feed other people, regardless of who they are and where they're from. So we began the food pantry in 2007 out of my minivan at the time.
What did your team learn from talking with Brother Will?
So Brother Will Perry is a very interesting story because he used to be a firefighter as he became Muslim. And he was Muslim for a very long time. And he kind of was coming out of retirement and decided that he wanted to do something with his life that continued to be meaningful. So he became the executive director at the Dawah Center. And it's such an interesting and active community who's doing a lot. So they run this weekly food pantry, but I think they've even expanded the hours since I last talked to them as well. But it's kind of hitting all sorts of people. It's not just the Muslim community. They're kind of reaching out and helping everybody in the community. And it's interesting to hear Brother Perry talk about that because he directly links that to his faith, as that is part of his creed, is to, like he said, feed other people and take care of his community. So what does that mean? It means a food pantry. It means, you know, being there for his community. In the piece, on the gentleman in it says, like, you don't even know how much Brother Will Perry does. Like, he doesn't get the spotlight on it. And that's what I love about the series, too, is that I think we meet people that maybe you wouldn't hear their story. They're kind of boots on the ground, active community members like Brother Will. And it's an honor to really tell their stories.
They are in service and very busy in giving and doing that service.
Yeah, and that's a theme that we've seen. I was surprised because we just kept coming across, like, every story that we feature within this, even when we went to the mosque in the Fox Valley Islamic Society, they're doing so much. They're doing a lot of interfaith work. Everyone's trying to, as a Muslim, like, help other people in any way that they can. And you see that theme throughout the series, which is pretty neat.
We're getting this inside look at the new special from PBS Wisconsin, exploring the stories of Muslims across Wisconsin. The program premieres tonight at 8. Kelly Saran is the series producer for Wisconsin Life. Be part of this conversation. Call in with your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We get a preview of the Wisconsin Muslim Project. This is a new special from Wisconsin Life, premieres on PBS Wisconsin tonight at 8. And Wisconsin Life producer Kelly Saran is here to discuss the reporting project about the stories of Muslims across the state. Call in, join the conversation, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Frank in Milwaukee. Hi, Frank.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to bring up?
Yes, so I just want to add one thing to it. I've been in Milwaukee almost 32 years. I'm a Muslim, probably the first one that came to Milwaukee back in the early 90s. And also the Muslim community also provides a free health care for underprivileged people every Saturday on the Sakina Center up on 8th and Layton. So I just want to add that to it, that this is one of the other, a good thing that the Muslim community is doing for the
caring for people.
For the poor, I should say.
Yes.
Yes.
Frank, thank you so much for contributing that. Kelly, go ahead.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I think the Milwaukee community is so active, so it's great to hear that. And, you know, we are celebrating the end of Ramadan here in the next couple of days, and that is also a time for us to remember to help people as well. So it's really heartening to kind of hear that story of it. And I thank you for calling that in. That's very exciting. And those are the kind of stories that we hope to tell within this series.
Let's hear another voice. This is Asifa Qureshi Lund, is the UW-Madison Law Professor, and she talks about her journey to Wisconsin, and her first impression was a positive one.
So it felt like the kind of social justice awareness issues on campus and in town was something people generally cared about, and you could talk about it. So the Wisconsin idea, when I first heard that, I was so inspired. The knowledge built at the university is a trust that is owned, really, by the people of Wisconsin. I owe something back to the people of Wisconsin.
That's a really interesting moment there, Kelly. Assefussing the Wisconsin idea of knowledge as a community trust, also in an Islamic idea. Can you talk more about that connection?
Yeah, I think it's really, I love that she did that because one, Asifax is kind of tying her Wisconsin identity to her Muslim identity in a really meaningful way. But there it is again, that need to give back to the community. And again, that's her thread. She kind of tells the story of trying to get youth civically engaged. She makes a space for Muslims within the community, a safe place for them as well. And also kind of pushing Muslims to kind of be civically engaged, taking them to Washington, D.C. and things like that. And really, it's so interesting to me that as a Muslim, this is part of our identity. It's what she's doing. It's what she's teaching. She's a law professor, so she really gives a really insightful thought into Sharia law. And what does that mean as a Muslim? And maybe it comes off as a scary word, she says, but she kind of breaks it down to what does it mean? It's actually a way of life. It's the way that we live.
I found that moment really interesting too. Sharia, you know, she says that it has really negative connotations, fear attached to it in our country. And here, Asifa really explains how she views it differently than an outsider to the Muslim faith. And I think that is a particularly, a particularly clear moment for me that, you know, a little bit of a breakthrough there.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting, too, because she's a law professor. So that is part of her study of Islamic law, is to learn about that. And she does such a great job of kind of breaking it down to show the human side of Muslims in general. And maybe people haven't heard that perspective before, but she offers that up to everyone watching. And there are little moments throughout the series that I think if you don't know anything about Islam, or you haven't met a Muslim in your life, or even if you have, and even if you are a Muslim, there's something you can learn within the series that's really impactful.
Also, the Muslim Public Service Network, I really love that idea. I mean, it was only a passing mention about welcoming people into your home and helping interns and things like that. That, too, again, that theme of service coming up.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about Muslims, too, is that you get people coming from into maybe university spaces who are Muslim, but you also have people who are converting to Islam. And so there's a really opportunity for us as Muslims to welcome people within the community. And we see that in Asifa's work as well. So she kind of makes the space to teach about Muslims in a very human way.
We're talking about the stories of Muslims in Wisconsin. Kelly Saran is with us, producer for Wisconsin Life. You can join at 800-642-1234. Let's hear another voice. One of the people featured is Isak Mohammed, works as the Somali district liaison for the Barren Area Schools in the northwestern part of the state. And here's Isak reflecting on life in the state.
We have seen integration in the community. We have seen friendship. We have seen, you know, Somalis known in northern Wisconsin. Like, they are part of the Wisconsinites, you know, they are part of this community. I was one time a refugee with no home, so stateless, but I'm proud to be a U.S. citizen. It's a great nation. It's a nation for everyone. It's a land of opportunity. You can be anything you want.
You can do anything you want. Isak, what stands out to you about his profile?
So I actually got to join Isak in Barren. And Barren's a really interesting community because they have the Jenny O factory. So that's brought in a lot of Somalis into the area, which is really interesting because you kind of have this small rural town where Somali community has really integrated himself. And Isak is the first Somali-born city council member. And just following Isak in a day makes me tired. Like, he does not stop. Like, he goes to school, then he's running to city council. You know, it's just, it's amazing. And everybody in the community kind of knows him and goes to him. And it was just an honor to kind of spend time with him and share this profile because he's doing a lot of that unsung work. He's helping people, young people in the community, old people in the community. So it was really amazing just to follow him. And like I said, it was really exhausting. And I always said, like, when do you sleep? Man, because it is very, like, I just am tired watching you. But in that same way, it's like he's making this path into Welcoming people into Wisconsin. And even when we went to the Fox Valley Islamic Society, I think the president there said, you know, we are Wisconsinites. Like, this is who we are. We aren't from somewhere else. This is our home. Wisconsin is our home. And I think that was really hit home in a lot of these stories as well, too, especially if communities that are coming in, whether they're refugees or immigrants, they've made Wisconsin their home. And it's really an honor. Again, I just feel honored to be able to tell these stories because, you know, these are the kind of people who are doing everyday things that make a really huge impact within our community. And it's not just the Muslim community, it's all the community. And they're really just kind of taking their identity as a Muslim and informing the work that they do.
Kelly, did anything surprise you about putting together this project? Did you have personal aha moments?
I think I did. You know, I've been a Muslim since 2009, but really exploring the Muslim communities in Wisconsin was so exciting for me because, you know, the big hubs, you know, Milwaukee, you know, Madison, of course, there would be Muslims in that area. But as you start to learn, there are Muslims throughout the state, top to bottom. Wausau has a community. Janesville has a community. This community in Barron sits, you know. And it was just exciting for me to kind of travel around the state. I got to visit a few mosques along my travels, and everywhere I felt welcome and kind of that brotherhood and sisterhood that they offer. They talk about that in the Fox Valley Islamic Society because our host, Angela, gets to go and into a mosque and kind of meet the community as well. But it's just, it never ceases, the brotherhood and sister. And you kind of come into a space and they're very welcoming to you. And really, they're all over. So that was kind of my aha moment that really this community is a lot larger and more diverse than I even thought being within the community.
Oh, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing this reporting project with us. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. And it's part of a bigger project that PBS Wisconsin is doing as well. So I welcome you to kind of join on PBS Wisconsin's website to see the other activities. We have a photo series where you can meet even more Muslims in the community. But definitely tune in tonight at 8 p.m. on PBS Wisconsin.
Kelly Saran, series producer for Wisconsin Life, and worked on this new special called The Wisconsin Muslim Project. You can find a link to it at wpr.org/mornings as well. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.